Lesson 4.2, page 36, exercises 1B and 1C.
Every business school graduate knows that good teams are constructive, right? Well, Zach Sanchez is here to present another idea, a destructive team, or a red team. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, a red team, what is that exactly?
Well, first, imagine you're part of a group that's starting a big project. Everyone's excited and congratulating themselves on how great it's going to be. Well, that kind of enthusiasm can actually be dangerous. When everyone is super positive, they often can't see the negative aspects of a plan.
I see. So that's why you need a red team?
Exactly. A red team is two or three people from the group whose job is to play the bad guy, look for weaknesses, and draw attention to possible negative consequences. A red team doesn't weigh the pros and cons, balancing strengths and weaknesses. That's a job for others to do. A red team honestly assesses a project and points out problem areas.
And teams are open to this? I mean, teams are used to supporting one another, not criticizing each other. I've been on a red team myself, and it wasn't much fun.
That's why a red team's criticisms should not be unreasonable. You've seen for yourself that they need to be valid points that have been thought through carefully. The other team can't do that by itself.
And that's when destructive becomes constructive.